Alpha 1 HD. Alpha 4 out here.
KO 4 IRN, I hear you, mobile.
KO 4 IEI. KN 4 QBT.
KO 4 IRN. Kilo Oscar 4, India, Romeo, November.
That's KO 4. India, Romeo, November. VKN 4.
So you're pretty scratchy on my end. Sure, if you can hear me, I lost your total signal.
Copy on you now. I'm on top of 29 up here, crossing over Highway 29 here on 85. I got an HD handheld, a low quarter wave antenna on it. I don't have the external mount antenna outside. So, using the HD. Definitely have the one in here somewhere.
Actually, I'm not making out much of your signal there.
Checking out the handy talkie, the little handheld with a quarter wave antenna on it. A little screw on the antenna. I hadn't got one mounted back in my work truck yet. I don't know if they'll let me in or not. I ain't never asked that question. But I'm going to eventually get me one and put it back in here. But I don't know. I might just make me like a ammo can that I can keep stored in here with a little magnet mount that I can put out there when I'm driving and take it off, you know, when I'm sitting. But, yeah, that wasn't too bad from Spartanburg County, yeah, on the HD.
I'm pretty good now. I'm in Liberty.
Right on Liberty. You back over there around KI-4DOS, Gary, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Roger. Gary lives back over around Easley there. He's the Wednesday night net controller and the SWAT net controller. He does the SWAT net on Wednesday nights at about 9:30 or so. They do the net, then they do the SWAT net afterwards. And he's the controller for that.
Yeah, I've heard some of the I always come in towards the tail end of the net during the week. Unfortunately, I haven't, you know, logged into it.
It's a good repeater, really good repeater. I mean, I used to stay mobile 5 days, 6 days a week. I could catch that repeater all the way down next to Clinton down there. I've been all the way down to Newberry. I've been all the way down like 385 into Newberry headed toward Columbia. Been all the way down in Greenwood, had the repeater. Really depends on where you at down that way. And I've been Hendersonville, Asheville, a little bit everywhere up that way and had the repeater. I've had the repeater all the way up 85, all the way up past, I think that's Blacksburg or whatever that is up there, Kings Mountain or whatever. I've had the repeater all the way up past there. And I have actually set in the Cabela's parking lot at in Charlotte, right there beside of the amusement park and actually keyed a repeater and hear the repeater coming back to me. But, I mean, I didn't have a really good strong signal on it, but I've actually keyed it from Charlotte. And they said here a while back, a buddy of ours that's on the channel, said he was actually up next to Charlotte. He actually had the repeater in up next to Charlotte.
It's a really great one. I gotta get a better radio for my car. I'm using an HT in my car. I'm gonna get the same one I'm using here. It's Kenwood TM-V71. I'm gonna get the same one, put that in my car. Then I'll have a much better chance of hitting repeaters. My little HT doesn't do it too good.
Roger. Well, I got that, I got the Kenwood, the TM 281A, that's what I have in my personal vehicle, and that's a 65 watt rig, and it does pretty good. I mean, I like it. It does real good, and it's pretty small, pretty compact. I mean, it's not nothing, you know, really big, and I got an ICOM 2730A dual band, UHF, VHF. And I just don't hardly have nowhere to put it in the car because, I mean, it's, you know, it's so long. I mean, I guess I could take the face off and deattach everything and put it under the seat or somewhere like that. But I'd really, you know, not prefer putting it in the floorboard because that thing will suck dust up in it.
Unfortunately, I gotta go. I have to go grocery shopping. But you have a good ride home. KO4, IRN, 73.
KO4, IRN, India Romeo November. Well, you have a good one out that way, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. Enjoy the QSO. And be safe and stay out of the cold weather tonight. It's supposed to be down about 25 out that way. But we'll talk at you a little later. KN4 UBG, I'll be clear and monitor. 73.
KN4 VWA.
KN4 VWA, KN4 UBG.
Kevin, man, thought you dropped away there for a while. I hear you got new employment, and I've kind of been keeping up with you. Listen, how does this radio sound? I just moved my 857D HF all band over into my car. How does it sound?
It sounds real good. I mean, I got a little chatter in my speaker on the phone, but, I mean, it sounds real good. I mean, other than being live and listening to you live, I mean, I don't know. Hang on just a minute. Let me swap over here to my HT and see if I can hear you on the HT. See if I can hear the repeater come back to me when you talk.
Let's try that now. Okay, have you got me on your HT?
Loud and clear on the HT. And sound like you're sitting here in the seat with me.
Good deal. That's what I wanted to hear. Well, I tell you what, I could not conquer the problem I had with that Dodge diesel.
What went on when you got Dodge diesel?
The diesel, I had this 857D over in the truck with that diesel engine, and man, I did everything that I could possibly think of in grounding and isolation and everything, but I finally just put an independent battery in the truck, set it in the back seat, hooked the radio up to that, and found out that my problem is RFI from the injectors. And I just don't know any way to get rid of that that injector popping, and it would actually block out the signal. So I've moved it over here to my Saturn, and it seems to be doing pretty good. It's not a sound or a pop or a crackle out of it.
Roger that. Yeah. Man, the only thing I could tell you on that one would be, is those little things that you put on you, like wires to keep, you know, current from jumping from wire to wire, those low, I forgot what you call them. It almost looks like a magnet, but it's not a magnet. You run the wires through it. Buddy of mine, you know, he's been working on getting a mobile unit set up, and I mean, that'd be the guy to talk to. I mean, he might be able to tell you how to get rid of that. And I mean, he's conquered it pretty good with his mobile. I mean, he's got one killer mobile. So I mean, that'd be the guy to talk to.
They're called toroids, and I have a half a dozen on my power line, and that's after I switched it off to the battery. And man, I tell you what, it's coming in through the antenna, and I just could not get it. I could not stop it. I even bought a West Mountain clear speaker for it, and man, I tell you what, I moved that speaker into my shack because it is that good, but it didn't even touch the popping and crackling sound from these injectors. So, anyhow, I've got it in my Saturn now, and I'm thinking it sounds pretty good. I just got to get it, you know, ironed out on all the tuning and everything. So I'm going to jump off here. Kevin, it's good to hear from you, and I'm glad you're back doing what you want to do. And I'll tell you what, I will listen for you in the evenings for a while. By the way, they're probably going to do those doors that we talked about for the son-in-law in about 90 days.
Roger. Just keep me informed and let me know, and we'll go from there. And like I said, I'll have to schedule it around the job and whatever, you know, that. Being here, man, I can't, you know, starting out, I'm still on my 90-day trial period, and which I don't think that'll be anything. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'll have to do it on a Saturday. It'll have to be a Saturday or, you know, one afternoon or something. You know, we'll get it worked out. It ain't no big deal, but yeah, you need to get that antenna decoupled. I'm thinking you know what you said is coming through your antenna. Yeah, you'd have to get that thing decoupled. You'd have to put, you know, you'd have to put those things on that wire on your antenna and get that thing to where you can't pick up nothing like that. But yeah, I'll give you a holler maybe in the evening time or something, or I might shoot you a text and let you know when I'm on the radio. I actually got my big radio back out last night because there around Thanksgiving I was straightening up the house and I kindly buried it. Everything that was in my living room where everybody moved in with me, we'd been trying to situate everything, so I just moved it to the end of the kitchen and was done with it. So I went there last night and kindly straightened up and got to where I could get back in my chair. I still can't find my computer and yeah, still got it buried, but I got so many tools and stuff, man, I just don't know what to do with them. I done overrun my little shack table with my tools. So, got to get me another toolbox. But I'll say 73s to you, man. Let you get back to whatever you was doing there, and I'm going to mosey on down the road. I'm passing by the camper place right here at Highway 14 right here. Fixing to go under Highway 14, stuck in this traffic. But I'll say 73s, and we'll talk at you a little later. KN4 VWA. KN4 UBG. I'll say 73s. Holler at you as well.
Good to hear from you. And we'll talk again soon. So, KN4 UBG, KN4 VWA, clear.
4 UBG. KO4 CKK.
I think I hear KO4 CKK. KN4 UBG.
This is Mark. I heard you talking about Kenwood there a few minutes ago, right before you were talking to David. And I was going to see if you had time for a question while you're riding or sitting in traffic.
Oh, yeah. I'm just moseying along at about 20, 25 miles an hour. Just came out under 14, headed down toward Pelham, going down the hill here. It's bumper to bumper down to you.
Flight 485, afternoon traffic. So much fun. So my question is, I have and I'm on it now, a Kenwood TMV71 mobile dual band. And the unit's brand new, just got it earlier this year, installed it, been talking on it, you know, here and there. But this morning, it's 44 degrees when I got in the truck and cranked everything up, and it acted like it was in scan mode, just beeping and changing frequencies. It's going through my my frequency list that I had programmed in it. I was wondering if you ever seen anything like that before. I attribute it to cold weather, but I thought I might ask somebody like you who has been doing this a little bit longer.
Oh, I have seen that. I mean, I ain't been in it, but, you know, maybe a couple years now, but or a little over a couple years, but my ICOM 2730A started that on the squelch, but it only does it on one repeater. That is the 14547 repeater, K90H machine. That is the only repeater it will do it on. And it will automatically set the squelch and everything, or turn the squelch off. And when you first turn the radio on and you on his repeater, it'll come up and it'll say busy. And then all of a sudden, you know, you'll be sitting there listening to the static and then whatever, and then it just squelches itself out. And I have not yet to figure out what that is. I'm trying to think what that was. Gigaparts, where I ordered it from, told me to send it back to them, but they could reprogram that thing and get it to quit doing that. But I've never seen the Kenwood do it. I mean, I'm sure there might be somebody else out there that's, you know, that might have heard it, you know, or you know, heard of it, you know. But I wouldn't ever think the cold weather would mess with them, but I guess it would. You know, I mean, I don't see how it would get moisture or anything in it, or, you know, to make it do funny things, but anything's possible, you know, with the cold temperature.
Well, that's kind of the only thing I could attribute it to, because after I drove for about 5 minutes or so, the truck started getting a little warmer, it quit doing it, but it was like it was scanning my frequency list, because I have, you know, 15, 20 repeaters programmed in the radio, and it would just beep every 2-3 seconds, and I'd look at the screen and it shows some other new frequency, but I was always set on this one. I rarely have ever changed to a different repeater. So that was the only thing I could come up with, is just maybe they weren't real well insulated, because I also have two public safety radios in here right underneath of it, and I fire them up all kinds of temperatures and have never seen anything like that.
But does that have the the up and down channel thing on the microphone?
We have a DTMF keypad, so I mean it matches everything that the radio in front has, and it's a dash mount type radio, so it's not a remote mount or anything. We're at you know, just a head be cold or just a radio or whatever. It's all one unit still. So I just had some thoughts on it, and I thought I'd heart somebody. See if they've ever seen that before, but it was almost like it was in scan mode.
Roger. Well, what I was going to suggest to you, if it's got the up and down key thing where you can change the frequencies on the microphone, the next time it does it, if it does it in the morning when you take off, because it's supposed to be down to 25 in the morning, but if it does it in the morning when you take off, unscrew the microphone from the radio or unplug it. And see maybe if one of those little magnetic things in there might be, you know, a little close and might be touching. Because I did have, one time I used to have a, what was it, a HR2510 mobile unit. It was set up for like ham radio, and they converted it over into 11 meters. And when they converted it into 11 meters, I used it for CB radio, and my microphone would do that every once in a while, and it would start skipping through the channels and start changing the channels itself, and I'd unplug the microphone and it would go away. And finally, I just had to put a microphone on there, a power mic, to do away with the, the up and down control switches.
I think you would consider my microphone with just up and down switches. I mean, like I said, it's full DTMF, you know, looks like telephone keypad, and has up and down with a star and the pound keys. So, I mean, it's not just like a selector that way for frequency, per se. If it is, I haven't discovered it yet.
Roger. Well, I mean, I was just thinking about the way that, you know, if you got the repeaters programmed into memory mode and it, you know, it's automatically in the memory mode and it's swapping through, you know what I'm saying? It's swapping through the memory mode. It's just like you using the up and down button to change the frequencies. Or, you know what I'm saying? The swap from repeater to next repeater. And, I just figured that might, you know, that might be a theory. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, there might be somebody else out there that's well-knowledged on it, but I tell you what you can do. You can Google that and Google it or go on YouTube and search it and see if anybody's posted anything on YouTube about one of those doing that. I've learned a lot off of YouTube about ham radio since I've been in it. And they have some really good answers and you get some really good questions and stuff, too, off the YouTube.
7LT, go ahead, sir.
AD7LT, Alpha Delta 7, Lima Tango, name's Dan, Delta Alpha November. I don't currently have it running, but I had an old Kenwood D700A, and this was when I lived in Montana, and I didn't have a heated garage, and my wife's car got dibs on the garage, my truck sat outside, but I've seen 20, 30, 34 below zero, where the microphone cord was basically frozen, you couldn't even stretch your mic cord out. And you could get some pretty squirrely, I mean, that's extreme conditions, of course, and you could get some really squirrely radio behavior. A lot of those boards in there have the knife connectors on them, you know, the teeth on them and whatnot, and they're plug-in boards, and they're modular, and they contract, and of course, not until they heat up and expand out that sometimes they're making good connections, so a lot of really squirrely things can happen. But, you know, it wasn't that cold here from what you described. I would suggest, and I have to do this in my truck, sometimes these batteries get a little age on them, and they're not holding. In other words, when you kick in that crank, that ignition, it really draws the current down, and it can mess up probably the programming in the front end of these radios. We just got back on from a road trip, and I had an old Yaesu VX2 handy talkie. It's about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and I don't know, we did something. We had it, it was running off of a plug-in into the cigarette lighter to keep the battery charged, and when we cranked the car, it fluctuated all of the programming in it, and I had to do a hard reset and wipe all of the channels out clean and then reprogram it manually on, during the trip, and it worked perfect after I wiped the memory. So that ignition current drawdown can really mess them up. So you may, at the very least, you may want to not turn your rigs on until you've cranked your truck. That might be one help. Other than that, I'm mostly an appliance operator, but I just thought I'd give you the benefit of my experience. Again, name's Dan, Delta Alpha November, 87LT.
Appreciate the comeback, and both of you did mention microphone, and yeah, I know what you're talking about with the cold and the contraction expansion of boards. I don't know if you caught the part about it. I have two Motorola public safety radios mounted. They're stacked underneath of this one. And, of course, they fire up, you know, right away. And the way I do it is just the way you described. I actually have a circuit breaker, on-off circuit breaker. I call it a kill switch, that is all of my accessories connected through it. So until the truck's cranked, I don't even turn anything on. Once I'm cranked and starting to move and truck get warm, I'll turn on everything. And that's exactly when it started. It was kind of weird, but since both of you mentioned microphone, I think I'm going to try that. That'd be a nice, easy, down and dirty way of checking it out. It's just a simple RJ45 and unplug it. So I like that idea.
Final comment, those Motorola radios are basically to mil spec, as you know. And, I mean, SGC used to make some ham radios that were, and there's a few manufacturers around the world that make some ham radios to mil spec, and they tend to be a lot more stable in extremes, but the specifications of design call for that. While we got all of the gizmos and the gadgets on our modern rigs, they don't have the same, I think, ruggedness built into them. I mean, you can get it, but you have to pay for it. I remember back when the HTs first became popular back in the 70s, a lot of guys would get the old used Motorola business HTs and convert them. And you could fight off a grizzly bear or one of those things that still work. Let me get out of here, guys. Just was copying the mail and thought I'd put my 2 cents worth in. This is 87LT. I'll be clear on your final. 73.
87LT, Dane, I appreciate you again. Thanks a lot. 73 to you, sir.
I'll holler back at you a little bit later. I'm fixing to be destinating over here in Simpsonville. A rough ride to 385, but from 385 back to Simpsonville looks good. And, yeah, I mean, check that out. And, like I said, anything that you come up with, too, on those, any type of radio, I mean, you can go on YouTube and pull it up, too. And somebody somewhere done had a problem with it or experimented with it or something, you know, and that's the best way to pull it up. And that's pretty helpful. But I'll say 73s to you out that way, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KN4, UBG, I'll be clear on your final.
Appreciate you again, sir. Thanks. It was definitely getting me thinking in a different direction. I just came through 385 Simpsonville area and hitting Gray Court. So, yeah, it was a nice little shot down from Greenville. 73 to you, and I hope you have a good evening. Try to stay warm, and I'll check this thing out in the morning. Have a good night. 4C clear.
Toward the QTH for tonight and see what the cold weather is going to bring us in the morning. They say it's supposed to be down in the low 20s in the morning, so we'll wait and see. But we'll talk at you a little later. 73, it's KN4 UBG. I'll be clear.